You've reached the InfoWars comment line. You've got 60 seconds for your question or comment. 60 seconds. And if it's good, we'll put it on air.
Hey, Alex, JT in Chicago. Just wanted to remind you in fighting this cap and trade and fighting this social health care, just want to remind you that we just we aren't fighting for the Ponzi crony capitalist system status quo. The Ponzi and crony system, I like to call the Kronzi system, doesn't work for many of us anymore with the deindustrialization of our nation and with the heavy onset of illegal immigration, the debt-based system that enslaves many of us. It's important to note that with all the people out there fighting for different causes, we've got the constitutionalists like ourselves, we've got anarchists and socialists, that when not fighting together, we're all going in different directions, so we all have to find some common ground. Quick shout out, Chicago We Are Change. Quick plug for Police State Watch blog. Thanks.
This is Ken from Washington State. Hey, I just want to give you guys a heads up. I'm looking around on the web to see if you already know about it or where it might be reported on the internet, but I just saw a blurb, a small blurb on CNN, something about the White House is attempting to block Congress or dissuade them from doing any kind of probe into the Fort Hood shootings. So I found that kind of interesting, and I'm still waiting to hear the spin that CNN's going to put on that and what's going on. And looking for it on the web, but you might want to look into it. Bye.
Well, on that point, I will comment. I think the first caller's statements are self-evident. No need to comment on the second one. Yes, they've declared national security. Congress has been told under national security, you're not allowed to investigate or even request information. See, under PDD 51, Presidential Decision Directive 51, it stated Congress has no authority over anything dealing with national security. Emergencies, wars. Congress passes the laws and orders the president around. The Founding Fathers stated that Congress was the most powerful of three branches. Then they lied to the public and said, no, they're co-equal. Now they say the president is above the courts and the Congress. No, it goes to the legislative, the judicial, the president, the executive. That's how our system works. It's the Congress raises the money. They declare war and then say, here are your orders, Commander-in-Chief. Just like the generals take orders from the legislature. It's legislatures that levy war. It was the Continental Congress that started the Revolutionary War. It's the Congress. It's elected by us, our representatives of the states. But you have this transfer of power to the executive. And the highest level security clearance members of Congress aren't allowed to see anything, not even the entire text of PDD 51. Then you have the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 that states that Homeland Security is for the states, to oppress the states and the people. I mean, this is all stated. NORTHCOM is a criminal organization. It's not our military that's bad. It's the what they've set up is illegal. And they're covering up Fort Hood. At every level, Tarpley's written an incredible article detailing all the Patsy evidence. There was a drill going on, three shooters. They said he was dead for 6-7 hours. They knew he was planning all this, supposedly, when he was sending emails to Al-Qaeda that were really going to the CIA, because that is Al-Qaeda. And Fort Hood is definitely some type of staged event. At bare minimum, they knew he was going to do it and let him do it. I mean, you badmouth Obama in the slightest way, you get court-martialed or a dishonorable discharge. This guy was running around for 4 years going wild on Bush, Obama, you name it. And they let that guy do what he did. And that's probably only just the beginning of it. That's only the surface of this situation. We're going to come back, do a little bit of a news blitz, some news on the economy. Then Alan Combs is joining us in about, what, middle of the next segment. Looking forward to that today. And by the way, great job to the crew. They are really taking it to the next level, all of them. Craig Sadler, Jaron Neihart, Ryan, everybody in there is just absolutely kicking butt, and we want to salute their work and thank them. Be sure and check out the article getting all the headlines around the country and the world, getting a lot of attention. With hurricanes at 30-year low, Gore turns to Photoshop. The king of cap and trade simply airbrushes them in to his new book to create a more scary earth. Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get 5 months free right now, but it's about to end.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's ORGANICA Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Alan Combs, syndicated radio talk show host, formerly of Hannity and Combs, joining us for a little bit of a discussion, friendly debate. I don't want to be enemies with him. I disagree with him on almost everything. It's coming up in about 5-6 minutes for the rest of the hour. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, what is it like for you? I'm going to put this up on screen for all the viewers. That Rush Limbaugh spent a lot of an hour today reading a Prison Planet article by Paul Watson about Al Gore's global warming fraud, where he's caught photoshopping and fake graphs and everything, and linking to us. He's attacked Prison Planet in the past, and I know you said you listened to him some, that he more and more is sounding like us. I see video clips of him from the show online, and he's talking about global corporations hijacking us, that Obama wants to destroy America so he can make us all dependent. I mean, Limbaugh is, I guess, being forced to really start to tell the truth, or he's going to lose his audience. See, as long as we get the people to wake up, everybody else will follow. You educate the public about the New World Order, it's game over for the globalist.
Well, the neat part about it, Alex, is that the truth is very, very, very popular, and it's gone so far now that even the mainstream media have to pick it up. And I just think it's just awesome to see your article, front page, rushlimbaugh.com. I don't know how it can get better than that. That's just...
Well, front page, he doesn't usually have a giant headline. It's like, dun, 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 go to PrisonPlanet.com. And he's attacked Prison Planet repeatedly, other articles over the years. So he knows he's linking to us. Very strange.
Yeah, I would say so. But like you said, Alex, it is very interesting to hear Rush Limbaugh talk about the New World Order. I mean, it is just an amazing turning point. Obviously, we have an effect out there. We're getting somewhere with this. A lot of that is due to your efforts and your team. And I just really salute you for that one, man. You guys have just blown the lid off of this thing, and I think it's just great.
But, Ted, it's scary how big we're getting. I mean, you're sitting right on top of all this, and I'm sorry, but I think it's a keg of TNT. I mean, dozens and dozens of newspapers a day attacking us, Media Matters, George Soros, CBS News, Jerusalem Post, Salon, New Republic. I mean, Ted, this is wild.
Yeah,
I'm right there on the White House enemies list in the top 25. I mean, this is getting crazy.
It really is. It's getting to be really something else. I have to say that. But the reason why I'm here is because I've got little kids. When I started, they're little kids. They're big now. They're all grown up.
Yeah, one of them's in the Army. Has he been sent to Afghanistan yet?
Well, he's right now in Iraq. So,
oh, boy.
Well, he's in Kuwait, but he'll be at his post in Iraq here probably next week. And then my daughter, of course, in college. I mean, the future generation just doesn't stand a chance at all unless if we can turn this country around and get it back on the proper track instead of the direction that we've been heading. And I think everybody realizes that now, obviously, including Rush Limbaugh, which I think is just amazing. And you're right, it could be a keg of TNT. And, if we make a difference and I end up getting blown up in the process, well, then so be it.
Yeah, there's nothing like being truly alive and just playing the cards you've been dealt and let the chips fall where they may. We're doing the right thing, and that's the end of it. Damn the torpedoes. Go straight at them. Ted, briefly, because Alan Combs is coming up in a moment. Oh, we just got him? Oh, great. Okay. Ted, tell people about today's gold offer. You're able to hold yesterday's gold prices of where you bought gold in the market a few weeks ago at the 1,050 level. It's at $1,145, $95 above what you bought this in the market, but it's running out. You're at the very end of it. Tell us the coin offerings you've got today.
Yeah, I sure will. I mean, right now I have the francs currently at 263. The British sovereigns are currently at 325, but with silver jumping up over $18 an ounce, one of the best buys that I have is the Walking Liberty half at 869. The Lakota Nation coins, we still hold those down at 2244. And we have a variety of, I've got such a small amount of buffaloes, I don't even want to mention that I have them, but they're there. If you're interested in those, you can ask for them. We have a pretty good supply of Canadian maple leaves in the safe and eagles and Krugerrands, just a few. What you want to do is you want to call your representative at Midas at 1-800-686-2237. The reason for that right now is that supplies are getting thin, and you'll find that out if you try to stop down at your local jewelry store or coin shop, pawn shop, that type of thing. You can see that everything's bought up.
Ted, fire out the toll-free number for listeners to call the brokers and tell them it's the Alex Jones Special and take advantage of this. They're not going to find a deal this good anywhere.
Yeah, the telephone number is 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
800-686-2237. London Telegraph reporting major gold reserves running out worldwide while this boom kicks in, the dollar imploding because the last three administrations or even more have been devaluing the currency. It is now the time to get into gold and silver, and the best place to do it is Midas Resources. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 2237. Ted, any closing comments on gold and silver and where this market's going? It appears the new stabilization level is at about 1,140, an all-time new level.
Yeah, it is. It tried to dip down into that 1,030 level today, but didn't succeed. It ended up come shooting right back up again. There obviously is some pressure by the major institutions in New York City and that kind of thing. They do like to try, they're trying to sell gold and prop up the dollar, but it's not a successful effort. And honestly, I just have to say that the dollar's falling. You better look at gold and silver as part of your portfolio. I was even talking to one guy, very conservative. He says you should have at least 10% of your portfolio in gold. I think that number is way low. But if you're, you know, if that's all you can do, do it. Because right now, you know, with what's going on in Washington, with all these handouts, bailouts, and everything that's happening, the value of the dollar is going to get hit. We just know that's going
to
happen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ted. Midas Resources standing by to take your call. They can answer your questions, 800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Always good to have him pop in occasionally with us. Well, for the balance of the hour, the end of the show, I'm very honored to have Alan Combs on. I've been on his show quite a few times, and he's been here with us a few times. And I don't agree with him on quite a few issues, but I do agree with him against torture and secret arrest and war and all the rest of it. And we've now seen 11 months of President Obama in office. I want to get his take on the president and what the Republicans are doing and what's going to happen when Republicans get back in office in a year and then they continue to go down the same line as Obama has. What's going to happen as the public figures out both parties are controlled by the same corporate interests? Maybe Alan disagrees, but I certainly the patience of the American people is running out. The honeymoons for politicians are shorter and shorter. Alan Combs, of course, the host of the Alan Combs nationally syndicated radio show that airs throughout the United States on Fox News Radio. And, of course, he also co-hosted from 96-2009 the co-host of Hannity and Combs, a nightly political debate show on Fox News. And he's also written Red, White, and Liberal, How the Left is Right and the Right is Wrong. See, I believe the right and left don't exist. Combs began his career in stand-up comedy. That's a funny joke about left and right. And he developed his radio career in the Northeast, eventually at stations like WABC, WNBC, and on and on and on. And it's good to have Alan Combs up with us. Alan, thanks for coming on.
Alex, I don't think I ever gave you as good an introduction as you just gave me, so thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. Alan, look, I don't want to sit here and attack you. You don't really attack me too bad when I come on your show.
No.
But come on, man. Obama, the Peace Prize, 40,000 more troops staff.
It's not his fault that he got the Peace Prize. Is it Obama's fault? You want to blame him that he got the prize?
Well, does he deserve it?
I would have waited. But, I mean, why attack him for a prize someone else gave him?
But it just shows the delusional socialist.
I mean, it's not him. He didn't do it. I mean, maybe you don't like that he got the prize, and I think he's got a lot to prove. Look, I've got an issue with him on Afghanistan. I want a decision made. I want to get out of Afghanistan. We probably agree on that. I don't want another quagmire like we had in Iraq, and I think he needs to earn that prize. But it's not his fault that he got it.
Well, I mean, I guess that's a good one-liner, Alan, but regardless of the fact, it's embarrassing that he got it, and I think it blew up in everybody's face.
It's embarrassing, but it's not embarrassing to him. He didn't give it to himself.
I'll tell you what is embarrassing for sure, and I do think it's embarrassing. It shows all this worshiping, this fawning, like he's Gandhi and Martin Luther King rolled up into one when he hasn't done 1/100th of what they did. Now, that's my opinion. I just think it diminishes the prize.
Look, I think obviously there was a great deal of excitement about the campaign. He offered a lot of hope to people at a time when the country seemed hopeless, when we had a lot of problems because of the Bush-Cheney regime. And people were looking for something, and he came along and was the right charismatic character at the right time. Now he's got to do the work. And obviously he can't live up to the hype. Nobody can. Look, I'm more progressive. I want to see him be more bold. I want to see him close Guantanamo by executive order. Do it tomorrow. I'm glad they're doing trials in civilian court. Show that our criminal justice system works. I want to see him get out of Afghanistan. I want to get out of Iraq faster. I want him to stand up for something in terms of health care, the public option, on the table or off the table. Where does he stand? Look, from a progressive point of view, I'd like to see a bolder approach by the president.
Alan, quick 60-second comment as we're going to break. You're doing the syndicated show. What else are you up to these days?
I appear on the channel, probably working on a book, do my website, alan.com, and developing other television projects.
So you're busy. Yeah, a full-time syndicated nightly, what, three-hour show?
Well, you know what it takes to do a daily radio show. That alone is a full-time job.
You know, I don't know how you and Hannity and others could do it, multi-hour radio shows and then a highly produced TV show every night.
A lot of good help, a lot of great staff, and the people who help you things not fall through the cracks.
Okay, this is a long break. We're going to come back to you. I want to get into Afghanistan. I want to talk about a host of issues. with Alan Combs. I want to get the answer to that question I threw out. But I threw out so many, I don't blame him for not answering it. This political crisis in America, in that no matter what party we put in, the status quo continues. Where does he see that going? Alan Combs is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Alan Combs with us till the end of the broadcast here in about 35 minutes from now. Alan.com is his website, and ours is PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com. Alan, you heard my question. I'm really worried about this country because the establishment keeps baiting and switching with the two parties, and I really don't see that big of a difference when it comes to monetary and economic policy. Bush's economic team, basically is Obama's team in many respects, and a lot of it came from Clinton. and all the economists I have on from the fake left and right, the whole system, say that this is going to destroy us. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't know if it's going to destroy us. I mean, no one even saw the economic collapse coming a year and a half ago. But, Alex, you generally don't like who's in office. You see the two parties are similar. You don't think anybody's got the solution. Who would you support? I'm just curious because you seem to be against whoever we elect at any given election, and you don't think anybody's got the answers. Who does?
Well, no, that's because the establishment, because of the billions of dollars spent on the election cycles every couple years, is able to select people they already approve of, and then we get to choose from a small, cloistered group of little potentates. And so I'm for Ron Paul. I mean, I like Ron Paul. He was anti-war when Bush was in. He's still anti-war. Right. Ron Paul does what he says. I mean, I don't even like a lot of the policies of Dennis Kucinich, but I would vote for him over most people because he actually believes in what he's saying and does what he says.
Yeah, people actually fantasize about a Paul Kucinich or vice versa ticket, which seemed implausible and probably wouldn't win. But look, I don't know the answer to your question. I'd like to believe that the stimulus will work. The market's gone back up. I'd like to believe it's going to open up the credit markets. They said it's going to take till 2010 before we get some kind of financial or jobs back. It took a while to get to this place. It's going to take us a while to get out. I'm not an economist. I don't have the answers.
Well, I'll just say this. It's a political cheap shot. As much as I hate George W. Bush and the neocons, you know, I believe they were involved in 9/11, as you know, Alan.
Yeah.
But as bad as they are,
I get email from people who agree with you almost on a daily basis.
My issue is to have Obama's people blaming the economic collapse on Bush when it was the Clinton people that got rid of Glass-Steagall. I mean, he is as much to blame, his crew is as much to blame as the Republicans.
Well, it's easy to say that. Look, it was Bush who was in office when the collapse happened. It was the deregulation of Republicans. It was the idea that Bush had this thing about the community redevelopment program. Anybody can own a home. That started under Clinton. Bush took it, though, a step further. No mortgage. Don't worry. We'll get you a home. You don't have to have a lot of credentials. And that was the thing that the Republicans were pushing, home ownership for everybody when everybody was not qualified to do it. That caused the collapse of Freddie and Fannie.
Which is my point. The same people, well, McClatchy's come out with a big list of reports. They got internal documents from Goldman Sachs where 2 years before the collapse, they were secretly betting against housing while they were telling all their clients to buy housing because they wanted to consolidate the market. I mean, are you for auditing the private Federal Reserve, Alan?
I don't know a lot about the Federal Reserve. I know that libertarians and people who agree with you often will bring up the Federal Reserve. Again, I'm not an economist. It's not an area that I really know a lot about. I'm not educated enough to give you an intelligent answer to that question.
That's ridiculous. You can't punt on this, Alan. Come on, tell me.
I don't know.
The Federal Reserve has never been fully audited. Don't you think there should be transparency?
Let them audit it. Fine.
Good. Alan Combs for auditing the Fed. That's beautiful. Briefly, before we go to break, long segment coming up, what do you think would fix America? I mean, where do you stand on Afghanistan?
I want to get out. Why are we spending all this money? Why do we diddle around about health care and people complain about how much money it's going to cost and people yell and scream about where their tax dollars are going? But when it comes to war, nobody questions how long will it be, what will it cost, what's our exit strategy, how much taxpayer dollars are going, how are we going to pay for it? Are our children and grandchildren going to pay for it? Why does nobody ask those questions when it comes to war, but only when it comes to social services?
How big a part of the war and the whole defense budget, how big a piece of that is it? I mean, isn't that like 45% of all the expenditures is related to defense?
I don't know the exact number. I mean, a huge amount of the budget goes to defense. We know that. A disproportionate amount goes to defense. A small amount goes to welfare, to public good, to social programs. And yet those are the things the conservatives scream about. But most of their dollars are going elsewhere.
So in the final equation, where do you think this country's going to be in 5 years?
I couldn't have predicted we'd be where we are now. Who would have thought Obama would be president? Who would have thought the economic collapse? Anybody who tells you now what they know is going to happen in 5 years is just shooting in the wind.
I don't know. I said 5 years ago gold would be $1,000 an ounce in 5 years, Alan.
Well, you're a genius.
You heard it from Alan Combs. Audit the Fed, and I'm a genius. Yeah. Hey, I like it. Alan, stay with us. I got some real questions coming up after this break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alan Combs with us another 27 minutes or so, and I'm going to let Alan ask me some questions, too, because he's been asking me, you know, what I think of Glenn Beck and stuff during the break, so we'll do that all live here on air. But Alan, let's get down to brass tacks on the subject of New World Order, World Government. 15, 16 years ago, I would read UN documents calling for a global government, calling for global one-child policies, Trilateral Commission calling for it. I would talk about it. I would be called a kook, written up in federal reports as dangerous. Now, I have in my hand, we're also live on the internet on TV, We Can Do It, New York Times, October 26, 2009, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, he calls for global government structure, global governance, in the article, those are quotes, and says the carbon tax will finance the global government. So let me ask Alan Combs. We now have Limbaugh admitting world government after denying it for decades. We now have Glenn Beck coming along talking about it. So it's kind of like a right-wing issue now. And then meanwhile, the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, CBS News, I mean, I've got all these articles right here, Salon, Media Matters, all the George Soros publications, are saying I am basically this dangerous liar who is lying to everyone and saying world government is here. Alan Combs. Because any given day, I can go to Google and type in New World Order, World Government, and get hundreds of articles in mainstream news announcing world government, saying it's good. So, Alan Combs, I'm asking you, how is the mainstream media going to have this, where they say there is no world government, no move towards global government, but at the same time, admit that there's a world government? How do they admit there's a world government, but then separately, if you talk about it and say you don't want it?
They is admitting there's a world government. As far as Moon is concerned, he runs the UN. I don't know exactly what he said about world government. You have people like Beck and you have Limbaugh who have such contempt for Obama that they're going to say, oh, my God, look at this Marxist. Look at this horrible left-wing totalitarian. He wants to take over the world and scare people and make them believe that somehow with a liberal lefty guy in the government who is, they think in some cases, not the people I mentioned, but some of their followers believe he was born in Kenya, wasn't even an American, and how dare this guy take over our government? They're going to run it. It's going to be a world government. It's fear-mongering. Regardless of what the UN says, Alex, we are a sovereign country. We're not in any danger of not becoming a sovereign country. I don't believe that the UN or any other world body will be taking over our government. Of course, we do have to have treaties with other countries, whether it's treaties on the environment, as you mentioned, whether it's whether it's economic issues, we live in a world community. It does take a village, and it takes a global village. So the idea that we can live isolated from the rest of the world, but in terms of sovereignty, nobody's taking over the United States.
Look at the World Trade Organization agreement. It has more power than our Congress does over trade. Let me read you what Ban Ki-moon said in the New York Times. A deal must include an equitable global governance structure. All countries must have a voice in how resources are deployed and managed. Well, that's a way of saying there, if you read the whole article, that the UN is going to decide where the resources go, and the countries will have their say.
Well, the UN doesn't have a right to unilaterally make that decision. Ban Ki-moon can say whatever he wants to say. He runs a global organization. Because he says it.
Hold on, but Alan, here's what I'm saying. You can't say people are kooks. And I'm not saying you're saying this, but I'm just because they talk about global government when it's in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles. Here's the problem. I talked about how they were going to devalue the currency, bring in a global carbon tax, a monetary tax, set up this private global government around the IMF. That's now been announced. Here it is, Financial Times of London, and now for a world government. And they go on to say we need global government now, and it needs to be authoritarian to save the planet. I mean,
well, you say they say it, Alex. There are always people who are going to say that. They're going to be kooks who say we need a world government. They're going to be crazy people who say we're going to take over the world. But the sovereign nations of the world are not going to submit to a world government. And
unless they're bankrupted from the inside by the very same banking institutions that are founding the world government.
Now you're into conspiracy theories, though.
No, we are. Okay, did Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, are they making record profits right now? Did they come out smelling like a king, smelling like a 24-carat rose after the crisis last year?
Didn't they fold? Or one of them folded? I mean, I don't know how they call that smelling like a rose. I don't see it that way at all.
No, J.P. Morgan, record profits. Goldman Sachs, record profits. They got to take over Bear Stearns, their competition.
What about all the companies that folded, that failed, that couldn't survive? Institutions, Lehman Brothers, that you thought would be around forever.
It was a great consolidation. That's what the bigger, more powerful central banks wanted. It was Goldman Sachs that had their people all over the government in the key regulatory positions.
Look, if you are someone who worries about world government and you spend a lot of time, you will take everything you see as a sign that that apocalypse is coming. I don't see it that way.
Well, Alan, I'm not saying an apocalypse is coming. I have CBS News, I have ADL saying
you can quote those media organizations.
No, hold on.
Bring you stories about those people who think this is happening, but we are and will continue to be a sovereign nation.
Alan, let me just finish this point to you. I'm here looking at the ADL. It says rage grows in America, anti-government conspiracies. Anger on the fringes, Alex Jones, the conspiracy king. And then they
go
and
flattered, you're a king.
Yeah, but they say I'm bad because I talk about a global government run by private banks. That's what's being set up at the G20. They're actually proposing it.
Well, it's again, you know, you do wander into conspiracy theory territory. No country is going to give up their sovereignty to allow a global government. Do you really think the United States under Obama or anybody else is going to give up its sovereignty?
We'll still have the American flag out there flapping in the wind, but for all intents and purposes, just like the IMF and World Bank go in and take over third world countries. And
we're not a third world country. Why would the United States submit to a larger entity to run its sovereign?
Because we have corporate interests that want vertical integration and want to end our industrial society, to make the public more manageable, and to impose a forced planetary one-child policy. Have you read the textbook written by White House science czar John P. Holdren?
I didn't know he had czars. That's a media invention, that word. I know I didn't read his textbook, but I've read about him. And again, I read how the people who, again, fear Obama and believe that he's a Marxist are somehow going to take over the world. This is conspiracy theory stuff, Alex.
Well, Alan, I think that's the left cover argument. And I know they have the right now playing the part of the party out of power. And so now they can talk about the New World Order and make it a discredited Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh right-wing situation. I think the fake neocon, warmongering, torture-loving criminals, with all of their insider deals with no-bid weapons contracts, they should love Obama. Continuing secret arrest, continuing indefinite.
Well, you and I will probably agree. The idea of rendering, there was a story yesterday that there is a secret prison in Lithuania in a writing academy. The fact that this is going on, and this is where, when I hear conservatives talk about Obama being a radical liberal and Marxist and how, he's taking the country. No, he's not. He's doing, unfortunately, some of the same things I was critical of the Bush administration for doing.
At least you'll admit that. Most liberals will just say, no, he's not. And in fact, he's intensifying a lot of this. So
the idea that we would render to other countries because we don't want to be seen as torturers. And also the idea that they want to give a pass to executives of previous administrations. There are people who believe, certainly on the left, that Bush and Cheney ought to be prosecuted, particularly Cheney, and that they've announced a hands-off policy. And that you have Eric Holder, who's going to go after the CIA, possibly, but they're not going to go after the actual torture memo writers and the attorneys who gave Bush and Cheney permission to violate the Constitution.
AlanCombs.com, syndicated radio host. You can tune in. What was that noise? We just lost his line. We've got him back. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, that was the government listening in, Alan.
No, it's probably the deteriorating infrastructure in this country falling apart.
Yes, it's part of the one-world government taking over.
Alan, you don't have a microchip in your brain, do you?
Not that I know of.
Are you a reptoid?
Not that I know of.
Maybe you're just a voice hologram. Maybe I'm not even talking to Alan Combs.
You know, I've had surgery in my life. Who knows what they've implanted in me when I was under anesthesia?
Maybe you're just a computer program that Rupert Murdoch has there at the Fox studios.
You know, and he may have done such a good job that I actually think I'm human.
But there's actually an argument for that Hannity could be a wind-up toy android. You just pull the string, and he has like 10 statements he makes.
I would have no knowledge of that.
You're a great American, Alan. Oh, my God, this is insane.
Well, let me ask you, because you highlighted this. We were talking about Glenn Beck. A lot of people compare the two of you. A lot of people believe that, your act and his are many ways are similar. So I would think there'd be some compatibility there.
No, because the establishment is creating this patriotoid, conspiracitoid counterfeit where Glenn Beck says he's fighting the New World Order, but then says we've got to launch new wars and the Arabs have snuck nukes into the country. And right when Ron Paul had a chance to actually win during the primaries, Glenn Beck came out and said, this money bomb, that means blowing up people. He may be a terrorist. His listeners, we may need to use the army against them. I mean, these are almost exact quotes. And then the Wall Street Journal's reporting they've built some FEMA camps. Beck comes out and says, none of them exist. None of them exist. And then he acts like a complete Fruit Loop. No, I'm serious, on purpose. He's an actor, very good actor. Because, see, I've been listening to him off and on for like 9 years. So I've seen his evolution, and I just know he's as phony as a $3 bill. And I'm all about real. Even if I don't like somebody, if they're real, I tend to, you know, respect them. But I don't like Glenn Beck because he's a Judas goat meant to take control of the Tea Parties, take control of the libertarian movement that Ron Paul heads, and flush it down the Rupert Murdoch toilet.
Well, I don't mean by flush it down the Rupert Murdoch toilet. It's probably Ron Paul's biggest advocate, along with Judge Napolitano here at Fox News. They seem to be appealing to a lot of the very same people who support Ron Paul.
But see, that's how, well, I think Napolitano's for real. So I like.
Oh, he is. He's a true libertarian.
No, I mean, he's actually against the torture. He's actually against the war.
Correct.
He never changes.
Against the Patriot Act.
But not Glenn Beck. I've seen Glenn Beck. He said, okay, this is why I don't like Glenn Beck. I'm going to quit talking about it because I want to talk to Alan Combs. But Alan, I have video clips. We played them here where he said the banker bailout is good. We must have it or it's all over. Then he came back 3 months later and said, you know, I was against the bailout. He comes out and says he's for the Patriot Act. I mean, he's a flip-flopper.
Well, I honestly have not followed him that closely, so I could not cite for you chapter verse about what he said. But many people see the two of you in the same category in that you seem to view the government in a similar manner.
Well, I want to be clear. If I embraced Glenn Beck and kissed up to him, I could be on his show, and I've had little entrees laid out from neocon organizations to go join them, and I'm not. So I'm not here attacking Beck because I'm jealous of his big TV show, as some people say. I'm attacking Beck because I saw this guy say he was for the banker bailout and then later say he never was. I mean, and there's 100 examples of this. So I believe he's a Benedict Arnold.
Okay, well, I guess we won't see you on his show anytime soon, then.
No, you won't
see me in the building, but apparently not.
No, you won't see me anywhere near there because I've got to be real. I mean, that's all I got, Alan. Speaking of being real, let's go to the fake left here, and I want your take on this. Chris Matthews, Carlos Watson, people on CNN, Anderson Cooper, I'm sure you've seen this. Everywhere saying, look at the Tea Parties. Look at that woman. That's code for not liking black people. Oh, if you say it's socialism, that's code for racism. No, I mean, even Newsweek said we're all socialists now, that this is a move towards, you know, more collectivism. Isn't that liberal limousine, liberal race pimping to always inject race in to make it a polarizing issue?
I don't think saying that Obama is a socialist or headed down the road of socialism means you're a racist. I do think among those people, not all of them, but I do think a substantial number of people who've been promoting this birther movement, that he was born in Kenya, he's not really an American, he's black, you know, that he's not one of us. I think among the teabaggers, the tea partiers, whatever you call them, there are people who do, you know, there have been racist signs, and there are among those people, there are enough of some of them are racist enough to make me uncomfortable. And there are people who don't like the fact that a black guy who they believe was born in another country is president of the United States. If that's not, I mean, some of that is racist.
I'm sure you can find a small percentage that are, but most people that are mad at President Obama are mad because he's for the banker bailout. He's for future bailouts. He's for more wars. He's for the Patriot Act now. He's for warrantless wiretapping. And they don't like, I mean, he said he was going to balance the budget and cut spending, and he's outdone Bush in his first year.
The stimulus package, of course you're going to spend it before you start closing that gap. He wasn't going to balance the budget in 9 months. He's been president for 9 months. It takes a long time to clear up the mess, the detritus that was left by the previous administration. The idea that he by now should have balanced the budget, it's crazy. It's taken years to do that, but he's got to move us toward that. The first thing, though, is to spend money to get the economy going again.
Alan, let me go back on this, on the issue of, and this is what Matthews and others have said, that it is code for racism to say the word socialism. Let's say 10% of the people that are birthers or Tea Party members, a lot of these are my listeners out there saying, defend our Second Amendment, defend our sovereignty. It's mean to call them teabaggers. And it's a way to demonize them politically, and it's a good throwaway line. And I wish you wouldn't use it, but I know it's too much fun. But at its core, people people are genuinely upset with Obama and by the mainstream media and the fake liberal media invoking racism, it's creating a lot more racial tension than maybe 10% of anti-Obama people being truly racist. I mean, I think it's wrong. You don't agree that invoking, that when someone hears the word socialism, a lot of people believe that. They now think if I speak out against socialism, which really is just corporate corruption, they always steal the money, even if you're for socialism, it never works because of the corruption. Isn't that invoking all sorts of racial division? Doesn't the left?
I don't think saying socialism indicates racism. I think, as I said, there are some other things that they're going after Obama about that I think indicate racism. The birther stuff.
But I'm saying invoking this, the progressives, the left, always saying people that don't agree with Obama are racist. I'm not saying you're saying that, but that's what some of these other people
because
are saying.
Some of them are, and we've seen more of it. I get more of those calls on my radio show. I get, you know, people calling up with watermelon jokes. I mean, there is some of that going on. Look, if Hillary Clinton had been the nominee, she would be, they'd be doing gender stuff, and there'd be a lot of sexism going on.
She's a lesbian.
Kalen. There's sexism there. Whenever we break a glass ceiling, whether it's race or sex, or people are going to make jokes, and it's going to be unpleasant.
But you look at Comedy Central, it's full of racial jokes. I mean, we're a lot more crass today than we were. I don't think it's always done because of racist reasons. When you hear a racial or sexist joke, I mean, you go to the comedy clubs, that's all you hear. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend's Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Fall of the Republic on DVD. It's got the establishment scared. Get your copy for your library. Fall of the Republic, detailing how Obama became the first sitting president to violate Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution to be the chairman of the U.N. Security Council. That's only a small part of the film. Infowars.com. Alan, I think the mainstream media on the left and right are destroying their credibility. And they keep denying the world government. They keep denying globalization's taking over. They keep denying what's happening. And I think that the mainstream media's days are numbered. And I think this country is going into revolution. I don't want it to be violent.
No, Alex, come on. You know, that's kind of a hype. That's a very hyper, statement. That's an inflammatory, alarmist kind of statement.
Yes.
We're going into revolution. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you know, inflames people and gets people all crazy. And I don't know, that's your opinion. Maybe it's your opinion, but there's nothing to really back that up. Come on.
Are you kidding? I mean, how many analysts and forecasters that have been right in the past that we've interviewed from across the political spectrum? And when I say revolution, I mean a political revolution that may entail the Pentagon in some of their reports, and the British Ministry of Defense believe there are going to be global riots by 2011. They issued that report 3 years ago. I know you're a smart guy. You read a lot of mainstream newspapers and stuff, but I read government reports, Alan.
Yeah, well, you know, that's pretty alarmist, Alex, to talk about how there's going to be a revolution. I mean, like, maybe you've got to define revolution. By revolution, do you mean the end of government as we know it?
I mean, I'm talking about political realignments, depressions, breakdown in some areas of society. I mean, all the analysts we have on say we're really over 20% unemployment, Alan.
Well, that's not the number that's out there. It's 10.2%. You can then add the number of people who aren't even looking anymore. I've not heard the number 20%. Again, this puts you in the alarmist category when you say stuff like that.
Well, I could say the same to you. Again, that's a throwaway line. Let's get real here. You're not saying that, I mean, with your political savvy, that things are getting crazier and crazier and wilder and wilder?
I think the anti-government crowd is getting crazier and crazier. There's a certain level of discontent. There's a big fight on the right. Is it going to be the neocons and the crazies way on the right who support the Palins? Or is it going to be sane conservatives like David Brooks, or sane conservatives perhaps like some of our other governors like Pawlenty, who want nothing to do with the far right? Charlie Crist being driven out in Florida by the far right, who's he's not conservative enough for them.
Well, I'll tell you this.
The battle's on the right.
You know, the old blue blood Republican tennis club type people, it's over for them. And they are the people that have helped bring this country down, Alan. And again, you're saying, oh, the crazy Palin's on the right. She's about as right wing as Mao Zedong. She can hardly read off a teleprompter. And again, the revolution, Alan, isn't on the right or the left. It's a revolution outside of that control paradigm.
Well, I understand that, but people who call themselves independent, the Tea Party people are clearly, though, on the right. They claim otherwise. They claim, we're not left or right, but they're right. They're people, or probably more libertarian, but leaning right.
Well, no, I agree with you that the largest contingent, since Glenn Beck took it over, is right-wing neocons.
Right.
But we were there before. We're the real libertarians. See, we want freedom. We don't want a big nanny state. We want to be left alone. And if you don't think the country's going bankrupt and they aren't building FEMA camps and you think I'm being alarmist, let's wait and see.
Stuff, that's alarmist. That's crazy.
No, it's all admitted. Alan, you know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to see who was right.
Yes, they will. In our lifetime.
And, Alan, you're very good at trying to set the parameters of the debate, but more and more people are waking up.
To the best of my ability.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on your live 9 to midnight Central across the country with your own syndicated radio show. And I'd like to come on and debate you there. It's always fun.
It's always a pleasure.
And I appreciate you being with us. Take care, Alan Combs.
Thank you, Alex.
Bye-bye. Retransmission starts now with Reverend David Manning, John Perkins, Webster Tarpley, and Alan Combs. Infowars.com. Great job, crew. Great job, Genesis. See you back live tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.